Greetings, members and friends, and welcome to another commentary and preview to this Sunday study of the Word. This Sunday study text is entitled, The Nature of Christian Freedom, and it is based on Galatians chapter 5, verses 1 through 15. Last week in the study entitled, Freedom and the Law, chapter 3 of Apostle Paul's letter to the Galatian church, provided reasons why they nor anyone else can be justified by the law. In chapter 5 of this same letter, he continues along this same objective and emphasizes the consequences of abandoning justification by faith. He tells his readers to resist any attempt to compromise the liberty they have in faith in Christ, and not allow themselves to get entangled in the yoke or control of bondage of the law. If anyone started down that path by being circumcised as a way to be justified, then the obvious question is, why should anyone stop there? He argues, once this is done for justification, then one is indebted to all the law and not just this one thing. By doing this, Christ has become ineffective for their salvation, and they have fallen from the grace that faith provides and are indebted and enslaved to the entire law. Because now they believe that they need something beside Christ, and namely the law, to be justified. The Spirit is what gives reason to hope for righteousness by faith, and the Spirit did not come by works of the law, but by the believing of faith. Therefore, things such as circumcision makes no difference, because justification is based on faith that is expressed by and through love. He tells them they started well in faith, but something happened to make them become beggars of the law. He said it was certainly not him who got them off track. He was confident, though, that they will not tolerate this type of teaching or it will spread. Furthermore, those who did this will be judged by God for what they have done. In a reference to rumors that he was in agreement with this need for circumcision, he said if that was so, why then is he still being persecuted by these same people over Christ? He was very upset with those who were doing this, so much so he suggested that they should metaphorically lose a certain body part. He summarizes this part of his letter by urging them to use wisely the liberty and freedom they have in Christ and serve one another in love. All the requirements of the law they have been asked to conform to can be summed up and by loving their neighbors as themselves. This is the essence and core of all Christian teaching and doctrine. It is what too many Christian communities in the past and today have missed and overlooked as they got caught and are caught up in political and cultural fights for power, possessions, and control. Christ's name has been and is being used to justify the ambitions and desires of men when it was and is only intended to extend God's offer of salvation to lost humanity. There has been and currently is an unprecedented level of biting and devouring of others by many calling themselves Christians who use Jesus' name to justify their cause. It is a lack of love, understanding, and compassion for others, driven mostly by desire to have things go and be a certain and only way. They amount to earthly and sensuous ambitions and desires, completely devoid of Christ's real mission and teaching. Paul warns of this because it will lead to the consumption and destruction of those being caught up in it. Christianity is freedom to love God and others by imitating and following Christ. If we had never even heard of the law, Christ is the end of the law. We only need listen, watch, obey, and imitate Him, and we will fulfill all the requirements of God's holy law. Well, be sure to look over the study again and come prepared to offer your comments, questions, and perspectives on the meaning of the study. If you can't attend your own Sunday school class this Sunday, you can join us live and online at 9 o'clock a.m. at our website and clicking the online services link. You can also join us live by dialing 508-924-2890. If you have any comments or questions, be sure to place them in the comment section, or you can share them on Sunday. So let's all have a great lesson and discussion this Sunday, and remember to fear God and keep His commandments.